1029 The Hog presents the Bob and Brian Binge.
Brought to you by Johnson Centrifugal Technologies. Looking for a new career with great benefits? Apply now at jctjobs.com.
It's hot in Iraq, and it's grim in D.C., but here in Milwaukee's the right place to be. We'll never censure, remove, or impeach him, our guy in the raincoat, Fireman!
All right. Yeah, boys. Fireman Jim is 1023.
And we're glad of it.
Woo!
How are you?
Doing good.
What's going on, Fireman Jim?
We're on emergency standby alert here.
Really?
Well, I don't know, but I'm guessing.
Okay.
have they done anything like that? Have they closed, put the airports on high security,
no.
The federal, nothing like that?
I haven't heard of anything like that.
You figure they might want to do that.
Well, they did, like, last time, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
We got different people in charge this time, so I don't know.
I
stuff that we don't know about.
I would hope that airports are always on, like DEFCON 5 or 1, whichever the high one is.
Something.
Well, they're not, though.
Something other than 3.
Right.
Either 1 or 5.
Right. We don't have to, the suicide squad's running in there, with the bombs under their arms.
Yeah. Want that?
So hopefully they've tightened security. Maybe they're just not talking about it this time. Maybe they just took care of it quietly. Yeah,
could be. Definitely could be.
But yeah, that's something that we should all do.
I'm on alert though, just for other reasons though.
Well, that's right, because
you're a fireman. Plus, your husband
girl Doreen
and fire girl Doreen is about ready to
any day now.
Ready to birth fire baby.
Any day now.
Right.
And like I told Brian, if it happens during the morning show, I'll call in right from the birthing room.
Okay. Fire girl Doreen's ready to crack open that fire hydrant and let out little fire baby Vito or
a little fire plug Vito.
Have you picked a name?
No.
You're only a couple days away.
I thought Vinny was going to make it.
That's on the list.
What about Anthony?
That's on the list, too.
Tony, Vinny, Vincent,
Santino,
Anthony.
Vincenzo, they're all on the list.
What girl names have you guys narrowed it down to?
Girl names.
I had to deal with that 3 times.
I thought you had the little sonogram thing and there was a stem on the critter.
No, we have no idea what's going to
happen. Really? You're just sure it's going to be a boy.
Yeah, maybe it's a girl.
If it turns out to be a girl,
Mary.
That's my mom's name.
They're all Mary.
All the Italian wives. All the Italian wives are little Mary.
Yeah. All right.
That's always what happens.
You don't have any in mind?
No. Connie. I really have no clue.
Connie.
Yeah.
I want something from The Godfather.
Name all your kids after
Godfather
kids, except for
Fredo.
Yeah.
Fredo and
Fredo.
No, who's got to kick the windshield out when...
that was a son-in-law.
That was a son-in-law.
Carlo.
Yeah, Carlo.
No Carlos, no Fredos.
No Carlo or Fredos.
Fredo
no.
Dropping his gun while the old man's getting shot, all shot up.
Luca.
Can you imagine?
I may have been a masculine child.
No, it was more...
Luca. May it be.
Right, there you go.
Yeah, right.
Why don't you guys just name him? I don't really care.
That's Anthony.
Vito.
Or Sonny. Santino.
We can do a radio. Caller number 15 names the kid.
All right. 799-1030, toll free on your Norlite telecommunications. Toll free line. It's 1-888-453-1030 or *103. At least get to 15, Eric. I want to hear what it would be if we were going to work it that way.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I just want to find out. All right.
Okay, if that's what you want to do.
All right. So how are things out at the firehouse?
Good. Exciting 15 Days of Bond has been on TBS, so...
That's what all the firefighters have been watching, huh?
Well, that's what I've been watching. Next to Star Wars.
This is the time of year when you have to be awful nervous, Fireman Jim, with the trees in the houses and the decorations up. And it just seems like a potential for something to go wrong.
It always is.
There are so many strings of lights that even if like 0.00001% of them go bad, there's a good chance, that somebody in your area is going to have a problem.
Exactly. Not only with you got your Christmas trees that are very, that's kindling, and they don't water them. They got the lights. They also have... candles and alcohol.
Hold on a second, Fireman Jim. Let's just see what the name of your baby would be. All right, who's this?
This is Jay.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Oh, pretty decent.
All right, if we were actually going to name the baby by having the 15th caller,
it's going to be Fire Baby.
Storm
Rinelli.
Storm. Any middle name or just Storm?
Shadrach.
Does that work if it's a boy or a girl?
Sure. That works for both.
Okay. Storm. All right, well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Have a crappy day. There. Storm.
Kind of a porn name, too, isn't it?
Oh, don't. Come on. This is your kid we're talking about.
I know. I'm just saying. You know, you're directing when you name a kid. Look at, the names you see at the strip bars. They're just destined to be strippers.
Your last name is an Alps or Tatas or something like that. So.
It's Tatis.
It's Tatis.
So the chances of your kids becoming...
All right, Doreen's listening. Storm.
All right, Storm.
Storm
then.
It is.
All right, decided.
So anyway, we're back to the candles, alcohol. You got your tree in the house with lights on it. Make sure you
got
have
wrapping
water.
Paper, fireplaces.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just danger written
and
all over it.
We shouldn't have to say this, but make sure you check the water in your tree every day. I mean, put
water every day. Every 12 hours.
What about like all the wreaths and stuff? You can't water those, but those are
outside,
drying out just as bad.
But those are outside, though. Are they as dangerous?
Many are inside.
Really?
Some of these inside, over the fireplace.
Wow, that just seems stupid.
Yeah. I guess if your wreath starts, sagging and branches start hanging down into the fireplace, maybe then you got to watch it.
No, all right.
Otherwise, I wouldn't worry about it too
much. For everyone else out there, it's the most wonderful time of the year. But for you as a firefighter, it's probably the most scary time
of the
year.
It is scary. It is scary. But good thing today that my Christmas story has nothing to do with things like that nature.
Good.
But it has to do with our friend up north.
Santa Claus. Aw.
And this is probably why Santa...
Because we had a Santa Claus story a couple years ago where he got beat up at a wedding.
Yes, and remember, I think 2 years ago, he got gut shot. We had the,
he got shot,
he was
Santa?
Surprising the wrong house. Walked in. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. Kaboom.
Right. Got gut shot.
Sure.
That's
because it just seems like a good cover.
Yeah,
If you want to break into something,
it is. Yeah. But
I must be in the wrong house.
Ho ho ho! Yeah. I'll be on my way.
Are the neighbors home? I'll go over there.
Daddy, I just saw Santa peeking in the window.
He's just making sure that all the boys and girls are asleep.
No, this has something to do with why Santa rides a sleigh and really shouldn't be driving a car.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The call comes in. Car accident. Typical car accident, fine. We suit up, we go. As we approach the intersection, we do see a car accident, and we see two guys brawling, squaring off.
So even after the accident.
After the car accident, which I have seen several times after a car accident, brawls break out.
The participants mad at each other and start
a little
whacking away.
Road rage
huh?
might break out. Sure. Well, anyways, and one of the... people squaring off happens to be Santa.
Santa Claus is duking it out with somebody in the middle of an intersection?
It was Santa, this other guy dressed in his green elf thing, against these three other guys, normal guys, and Santa's throwing haymakers at this one guy. I mean, they're really going at it. And Santa's got the upper hand.
Yeah.
Well, Santa's a big guy.
He's jabbing. He's got one guy on the ground after his haymaker. He's pounding him.
Yeah. Bet he's going on the naughty list, huh?
And the elf is, these other two guys are kind of circling,
The elves.
They're kind of just circling each other. Hey, bring it on. Come on, elf. Let's go. Meanwhile, Santa, this guy, the other guy that on the bottom of Santa.
Underneath Santa.
Gets away from him, runs into his car, pulls out a billy club.
Whoa, got a billy club,
he's
Santa?
He's got a billy club, right. Santa.
Billy Club and Santa.
Well, Santa's got some language, let me tell you. Now, being firefighters, we'll try to break up fights.
Yeah.
But if there's weapons involved, we're going to wait until the cops show up. We're going to be on standby. We'll pull our axes out, but we're not going to risk
pull our axes out.
Do you ever think of just like fire hosing guys?
Well, that would take a little while to hook up, if possible. But when the guy pulls out a billy club, we're like, okay. We're from the side, kind of break it up, Santa, back off.
Guard Claus.
Herbie the Elf, back away. Well, what does Santa have for a weapon? What do you think Santa's carrying with him at this time?
Oh, what would Santa have on
so
him?
So the billy club comes out.
Right.
In response to the fists.
Right, because Santa's
so now Santa's got to escalate
some ass.
It some more.
Right. Well, all that Santa has on him to defend himself
is?
Around his waist.
His belt.
Better yet. They're metal. They're ball-shaped.
His jingle bells?
His jingle bells. He takes off his jingle bells, and he's swinging them.
Like
swing, swing, swing. And they're, of course, making the noise.
Right.
And he's swinging them, and the guy's, with his billy club, come on, Santa! And if Santa's just going off on the guy saying things that I can't repeat here on the air.
Wow.
And the elves kind of back, Santa, put the bells away. Santa, put the bells away. Now the cops are starting to pull up finally.
Yeah, yeah.
Broken up. Santa's got a busted up face. The other guy, he's messed up, though.
Yeah.
He was cut up all over the place.
Santa can bring it.
Santa.
Santa. You know, usually when you're bad, Santa just leaves you a lump of coal.
this guy got
apparently, it was
how bad you got to be.
The story comes out, these guys were, one guy cut Santa off. And Santa,
Santa's had enough
little,
of that.
He's had a little road rage going. And then the hand gestures come out.
Sure.
And the one guy tries to cut him off again, and Santa accelerates.
Boom.
T-bones him.
Yeah, yeah.
They end up crashed, gets out, and then the brawl breaks out. So that's probably why Santa should stay to the skies.
Yeah, because he has clearance. I mean, the U.S. government clears him every year for airspace.
He flies so low, too, that he really doesn't interfere with too much aircraft.
Well, boys and girls, let this be a lesson to all of you. If you have any quarrel with Santa, he could give you a good ass kicking if he doesn't like what he's hearing.
Apparently, I've seen Santa brawl. He likes to throw the haymaker.
Just bringing it up.
Left and right.
Yeah.
And his elves, I guess, can back him up pretty good.
Wow.
A menacing elf circling the whole brawl.
He was just circling.
Get him, Santa!
With the big curly shoes.
That high-pitched voice.
Come on, Santa. Kick his ass. Kick his ass! It's a good thing to hit him with the jingle bells. That's all I got to say. It's a good thing the jingle bells didn't come into play, because those can hurt.
Wow.
Well, Fireman Jim, it's always good to see you.
That's one of the most incredible stories we've ever heard, Fireman Jim.
So if you see Santa in the roadways and the
most
malls,
disturbing, at least. Yeah.
Be nice to him, okay?
Yeah.
You really don't want to hear his bad side. Coal, I thought I was going to bring out a sock full of coal. Start swinging that around. That would have hurt.
I can just imagine being all snuggle in your bed there.
And
the visions of sugar plums.
The elves come
and all of a sudden you get a bag of tangerines.
And the elves come in and hold your blankets tight while Santa's giving you a blanket party.
Right.
Gosh, all right.
They're worth the bad. You're a bastard.
99.